cooking. It's coming back to secondary schools in England. It's going to be compulsory for girls and boys, incidentally. Our education correspondent is Kim Catchesside. Well, a lot of schools do it at the moment, Kim, but this is quite a change, isn't it?
It is quite a change. And though, actually, it's going to affect a relatively small number of children's lives fairly profoundly, because 85% of schools already do offer cooking. It's an important symbol, though, this offering cooking as a compulsory subject.
Well, hang on. Is it being offered or is it compulsory?
It will be compulsory. It'll be compulsory for most schools. That's 85% of schools which already offer the subject from September. But you have to appreciate that it takes a lot of time and hundreds of thousands of pounds to build a kitchen suitable to teach children in. And if you don't have one of those, then it's going to take you rather longer to deliver on this pledge. And those schools that are in that situation are being given another 3 years to do that.
Well, I can hear a lot of people cheering as they hear this, because they probably remember the days when cooking lessons in school were rather popular and rather useful. What about materials and so on? People bring their own food? I mean, how's it going to work?
There is going to be £2.5 million made available so that children from low-income homes and perhaps the occasional disorganised home will be able to have ingredients to do the cooking. And the reason why everybody thinks it's a good idea is that if nothing is done to avert current trends, it's estimated that there will be 1 million children who are obese in 2 years' time, by the end of the decade, and a staggering 1 in 5 girls between the ages of 2 and 10. So that's what we're trying to prevent.